It's important to realize, and I shall stress this again and again, that at this period, about 100,000 years ago, or 75,000 years ago, and in this lecture we focused on Europe, we've glossed over many other parts of the world, the world's population was still teeny, perhaps numbering for the whole world no more than 100,000 humans or so. All of them archaic Homo sapiens of various forms, of which perhaps the most extreme are the Neanderthals. But life is becoming more complex. For the first time, thanks to discoveries in Neanderthal caves, we know that the Neanderthals buried some of their dead. Why did they dispose of the dead? Did they have a belief in an afterlife? We know that they disposed of their dead because of discoveries in the floors of caves and rock shelters. One French rock shelter, La Ferracie, yielded the remains of two adult Neanderthals and four children buried close together. Was this a result of a family dying in an accident or of a disease? We don't know. The graves themselves were simple, shallow pits usually covered with some stones. Was this formal burial? Or were the Neanderthals merely disposing of the corpses to get rid, to protect the bodies from predators who, as in earlier times, abounded? We do not know whether the Neanderthals believed in an afterlife, engaged in any form of ritual, or possessed even simple spiritual beliefs. As we will see with modern humans, ritual became really important. It does not seem to have been important here. The Neanderthals were among the last of the archaic humans, neo-moderns perhaps. But they lacked the awesome reasoning powers and logical thinking which mark Homo sapiens sapiens from its predecessors. The Neanderthals, in global terms, occupied a relatively small part of the world. And they have assumed in the popular literature perhaps a far greater importance than they merit. But they're fascinating because they are the best known of archaic humans, and they draw us to one inescapable conclusion. By about 100,000 years ago, humanity was versatile, nimble, and a tough, intelligent hunter and forager. It only lacked the fully articulate speech and the cognitive abilities which we associate with modern humans. These were humans, like ourselves, but they were different to us, simply mainly because their cognitive and communicating abilities were still inferior. Inferior, perhaps, is the wrong word. Less developed might be a better term. But by the standards of modern humans, the Neanderthals had some limitations which prevented them colonizing extreme Arctic areas, developing tailored clothing, or the specialized toolkits which are such a mark of modern humans. In this lecture, we've described their origins and their distribution, their anatomical characteristics, and shown that they were far from being brutes. Then we analyzed their simple but versatile toolkit and lifeway. We've said that they were confined to Europe, Eastern Eurasia, Western Eurasia, and also to Southwest Asia. And it was in Southeast Asia, West Asia, that they first came in contact with modern humans. Because in the next lecture, we're going to tackle one of the most controversial and fundamental questions about human prehistory. And that is the question of where did modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, ourselves, originate? And how did we settle the world and replace the Neanderthals, which we did? Because DNA analysis has shown that it was impossible for Neanderthals and modern humans to breed. This is the challenge for the next lecture.